Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Now Playing, where we're looking at how the collision between faith and film and how good stories often point to great stories. The movie was Mulan, and we pointed it to John chapter 4, the story about the woman at the well. The story is that Jesus is traveling with his disciples. They stop off in Samaria, and he goes off to this well and ends up in a conversation with this woman who's drawing water sometime in the mid-afternoon sun. And Jesus basically says, hey, can you get me some water? She has this conversation, and then he tells her, look, if you knew who you were talking to, I would give you water and you would never thirst again. Here's what she says. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may never get thirsty again and have to keep coming here to draw water. And he told her, well, go call your husband and come back. I have no husband, she replied. And Jesus said to her, you are right when you say that you have no husband. The fact is you've had five husbands and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you're a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. And Jesus declared, believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For these are the types of worshipers that the Father seeks. God is spirit, and the worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. I bring it up, that little part. There's a lot there in the chapter. But in this interaction, some very interesting things take place. As he's talking to the woman, he simply says, hey, go get your husband. And she's like, well, I don't have a husband. I'm not married, basically. And he's like, yeah, I know that. You've been married five times, and now you're with someone you're not married to. I mean, imagine that conversation. Imagine having a one-on-one with Jesus where he literally looks through your soul and can dig deep into your deepest secret and bring it to the surface. I mean, that's the essence of what happened here. And then he tells, she kind of changes the subject and says, well, I know you Jews worship like this and Samaritans worship like this. It's like she immediately deflected that into a conversation about spiritual matters. Like, let's not go there to my husband issue. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about religion, a conflict maybe. And she says, look, I'm not looking for where you worship. I'm looking for the heart of the worshiper. I'm looking for someone who will worship in spirit and in truth. In this conversation, Jesus cuts straight to the core of this woman's soul. What is it that she really believes about herself? Probably the reason she was getting water in the afternoon is because she probably wasn't well-liked by the other women, probably because of the fact that she's had five husbands and now a sixth man in her life. Probably a big story in her life, right? But yet, the Lord went to her. He specifically stopped off in this town and meets with her. And then later, she goes off and she's going to run back to her friends and bring them back to see Jesus because she asked him, are you the Messiah? And basically Jesus said, yeah, that's me. So she's going to go off and get those people and bring them back. The disciples have no idea what's going on. And the disciples say to him, hey, what's the matter with you, Jesus? Are you hungry? And he's like, I've got food coming. And they're thinking, where did he get food? But he's saying, the food that I have is to do the will of the one who sent me, basically to be obedient to the Father. I bring it all up because Jesus went there on purpose in order to reach this woman and to reach the people that she knows and she's going to bring back. And that's exactly what happened. People came back with her and they heard the good news of Jesus. Isn't it interesting that when we tend to look at our lives and we break it down into these little snapshots about, how big of a sinner am I? Or what about my religious background? Or what about this? Or what about that? And we sometimes miss out the reality that God wants us to worship him in spirit and truth. And the Spirit of God is always working. And Jesus simply was following the Spirit's direction on obedience to the Father. That's the story of John chapter 4. And I would say to anyone listening that this is what the Lord wants from us. He wants an honest and authentic relationship where we are able to come to him fully with all of our sin, all of the bad of who we are, but then all of the enthusiasm of trying to bring others to him. That's part of our relationship with God, and he wants it to be authentic. I think a lot of times we think, getting fed by God is learning something new, and yet Jesus said, what fed him was to do the will of the one who sent him. And I think that's a great lesson for us too, is, if we feel like we're stale in our relationship, it's probably an obedience issue. God, I pray you make us obedient followers of Christ. Help our heart to listen for your truth and to follow that. Take a second and just pray and think about these things and pour out your heart to the Lord. Till next time, God bless.